everybody. In this podcast episode, I'm going to be going over the ways in which you, as an online service provider or coach, if that applies to you, can go ahead and frame your offers or your pitches or services in a way that your clients will really respond to and possibly purchase from you. So let's go ahead and go through the ways in which you can structure both your content as well as your long form and short form videos to make sure that you are turning people who are just looking at you to people who actually want to work with you and take your coaching mentorships and classes. So basically the first step is that you want to go ahead and identify your client's core problems, needs, or desires. So this is called identifying what your content pillars are going to be. So your content pillars basically establish current themes of your messages, and they also frame them in a way that makes you a specialist in your field. So obviously you want to be a specialist in whatever you're doing, so you just have to make sure that you are constantly updating those content pillars and bringing in more new, exciting, and engaging content in those pillars. So I'll give you some examples. So for example, if you are a mental health coach and you are practicing online as a mental health coach, and you specialize in healing, providing healing modalities that are holistic for mental health, what you want to do is you want to have content pillars that may be holistic healing around Ayurveda for mental health. That can be one pillar of it. And then another pillar of it can be daily lifestyle practices and habits for mental health. And then the third pillar can be a top-down approach to mental health. So you can include forms of CBT therapy or mindfulness or any other proven practice, even yoga, within this particular pillar. So basically you want to present yourself as someone who knows what you do and you're an authority, not just a generalist who discusses a wide range of topics. This is something that I personally had to really learn, so I really recommend you learn as soon as you can. And in today's day and age, you gotta know really what your specialty is, because today there's so much content out there, so it just really helps to be as narrow as you can. And I always say that you are your niche, and I wholeheartedly believe in that. But at the same time, you, quote unquote, you have to stand for something, right? And so if you are putting yourself out there online, and if you're serious about being in the coaching industry, then I'd really recommend that you narrow it down to just a few content pillars that you can structure your content production framework around. So yeah, and don't overthink it, just because it's hard when we limit ourselves within buckets, but just understand that it's a few core things that you really hold dear to your heart that you can talk about for hours or teach about, and just you have a passion to instill this knowledge within other people. That is what you should be talking about. So basically, you want to also deliver solutions, or you want to deliver the framework to solutions for your clients. So basically, the bigger the problems of your clients, the bigger the needs or the desires of your clients, the more that they will gravitate towards your message, because they will be able to feel it. So for example, people struggle a lot with finances, abundance mindset, mindset in general, mental health, depression even, that's an aspect of mental health. People struggle with all sorts of things. And so if you can help somebody with what you know, then you're providing them a coaching service, and so then you deserve to be paid for it. Moving forward, the second step to making sure that you are attracting people who really do want to work with you is to own your personal story. So own who you are, talk about it all the time, and just be as authentic and transparent as possible. Like, you have to understand that it can be really hard to tell your story, but your story is what's going to get you eyeballs. And yeah, it may be a little bit controversial to people who don't know you, but ultimately at the end of the day, you should never be embarrassed about your story. You should never feel like it's something that is detracting from your brand or your brand's message. No, rather it's adding to it. And this is especially true if you know how to frame your story in a way that really, like, accentuates what you're trying to tell people. Because at the end of the day, like, you're only telling your story because it changed you, right? Like, it was something in your life that made you go from A to Z, so problem to solution, right? So you should be discussing this and telling the story about, like, how you made it out from that bad situation to how you made it here as a coach, helping other people. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, like, we talk and teach about things we're passionate about, right? We should never be in a coaching space that we're not passionate about. And if you're not passionate about coaching, you shouldn't be in this space at all, because it's really something that is not for everybody. You can't just do it if, like, you don't have a heart for it, or your heart's not in it, because then you're gonna be really like burned out, and you're gonna not like it. And this is the same for everything in the world, literally, like, any career path you choose. If you are not passionate about it, if you don't have a humanitarian, or rather, if you don't have, like, a big heart for whatever you're doing, it's gonna burn you out. And so I'd really recommend, just, like, in general for everybody listening to this, find what lights you up, find what you love, find what excites you. It could be anything. It could be selling candles, like, it could be drop shipping, like skylights, like, it could be anything. It could be building websites for fun, it could be coaching, it could be filming, it could be being a YouTuber, it could be anything you want, and it could be anything, literally, guys. And you should never feel discouraged by the amount of people who are already successful within a certain field, because success is abundant. There is so much success out there waiting for every single person. It's not limited to anything. It's not limited to any one person or any one business or whatever. Even, like, technologically speaking, there's something bigger that's going to come that's bigger than the iPhone, right? Like, things are always moving forward, and each person will get their success, and they will get their like, rewards for their efforts. So no worries about anything. Just work hard for the things you believe in, and that's it. And focus on the things you believe in, and don't let anybody tell you not to, or don't let anybody break your focus from what you believe in, what's important to you. Especially if, like, you really like to do something that society may frown upon. Because I'll just give you a personal example. See, I'm sharing my story. I'm doing step two. I'll give you a personal example. So, as a kid, I never, like, as, like, a teenager, let's say, I like, always just really was into, like, beauty. Like, I was always into beauty, and I never really felt like, I could fully do that. Like, I always felt like something or someone around me was like, oh no, like, you can't model, or, like, you can't, like, I wanted to, you know, like, so bad, because to me, it was natural. Like, it came so naturally, like, being in front of the camera and, like, modeling and everything. But because of something, probably both within me and outside of me, I never felt that I was good enough, like, to model. And so I never did, you know, until, like, recently. But, like, I never did as a teenager, because I just had that dialogue of, oh, it's bad, it's wrong, you shouldn't, you're not good enough, whatever it is. And so now I'm breaking that inner belief, and I'm replacing that belief system with a new belief system, which says, hey, post your beautiful videos, you know, model, dance, you know, look very attractive, you know, have fun in that, you know, really be sexy, you know, because for me, that's, like, my natural state anyway. You know what I mean? And so, no, I'm just kidding. Well, no, I'm not, you know. And I think anybody and everybody should embrace their sensuality or whatever. Well, for me, it's not really about that. It's about like craftsmanship and artistry and music and like perfection when it comes to music and hitting beats and whatnot. Like that's, you know, but then modeling is a huge part of it. And I think sensuality is the wrong word I used. I meant to say like femininity, or rather dark femininity, which is very popular nowadays. It's like a popular term, so I think it's like very fitting for what I'm trying to describe anyway. So I appreciate that it's in popularity and circulation. But yeah, all right, let's keep going. Yeah, so I just gave you a little bit of a personal anecdote there about, you know, who I am and what I struggled with in the past and how it brought me here. Well, my fear of showing up on camera as a kid led me to build a business around social media content creation. A full-fledged business, guys. I took it from wanting to be an influencer to making money. Like, a lot. Like, that's crazy, you know? And not only that, like, a lot of content and a lot of knowledge and a lot of dreams that just kept growing. My dreams just, they keep growing every day. Like, it's only now that I feel like I've had it, like, I'm able to put a cap on it. And on what I want, because I have a plan of action. So that took time, it took years to solidify a plan of action, because my dreams just kept increasing. I wanted this thing, then I wanted this, and I wanted that. I wanted to become this and this and this and that. And they kept building upon one another too. And at the end of the day, the only thing that really stuck with me throughout it all was, hey, you gotta teach, you know? you gotta coach, you gotta be a teacher, you know? In any way I can, even if it means giving away all my secrets. So yeah, all right. So step two about putting out content that reaches your ideal audience and clients is owning your own story and strategically sharing parts of your life that you feel that can be relevant to your current brand and your current like services that you provide. So you can talk about anything you want to share. It could be anything. Big, small, left, right, up, down, life story, not life story, huge, small, like tiny, whatever. Talk about your natural obsessions, your interests, your stories, your experiences, things you love. Like, now's the time to paint yourself as a full-fledged celebrity. And this is what I love about coaching too, is that in coaching, in the space of online coaching, you get to put a spotlight on yourself and your audience. Because not only are you helping other people through this process, but you're also helping yourself when you decide to become a coach. So it's really a win-win situation for everybody, and it's really enriching, and there's a lot of self-love involved for everybody. You know, it's a really beautiful space to be in, and it's actually you know, it's a very spiritual thing to be a coach. Well, more than that, I think it's spiritual to have a business as well. And well, to be quite honest, in my opinion, okay, if we're gonna go there really quickly, guys, really quickly, if you're a coach, you're automatically like a business owner and vice versa. So I'd say, being a business owner is even bigger than being a coach, because in any business, you're leading, right? Like, even if you're in technology enterprising, like, you're still leading. So you're coaching. Anyway, that's beside the point. But yes, that's step two. Just talk about your truth. Talk about you, you know? This is the way for your audience to connect with you. All right, step three. Step three of creating content that centers around your offers or what you want to provide to your ideal client. And you know, essentially compiling all of that is to own your personal style. So what are the most fun ways to express yourself? Is it like writing, video, like is it long form video, short form video? Which one is it? Skits? Is it singing, acting, dancing? Like, use like what you got, you know, and really like try to put everything together within these content pieces. So, your formula for attracting clients is first what you talk about, number two, who you are as a coach, And number three, how you express yourself. But also, when you talk about who you are, like, I want you to know that you can, like, really share about your story and how you got here and how what can work for your clients has already worked for you. It's like your own personal blueprint that you're going to be sharing with them, and that is why they should work with you. And that is the impression that your client, that your prospective clients should have before they actually sign with you, right? Like, that is the idea that they should be getting from your content, that, you know, hey, this blueprint that this person has worked for them. Hey, let me buy in, you know, let me work with them too, because it can work for me as well. And there have been results, so I want these same results. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I love you very, very much. Understand that you guys are extremely, like, already profitable just because of you being here alive during this certain time and listening to me in this podcast. And, like, we have access to so much information. There's no excuse for people not making passive income online. There's no excuse for people not going out and starting that business that they want to start and really going after their dreams and becoming more for themselves and for other people than they ever thought possible. So yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.